What is up, everybody? Happy Easter weekend. And what a jam-packed weekend it was for the sport of boxing. Easter Sunday was no exception. Out in the UK, across the pond, Ben Shalom with his promotional company, Boxer. US side, we saw it on NBC Sports. UK side and throughout Europe, they televised this through Sky Sports. And it was a big showdown between two up-and-coming heavyweights who have been making a lot of noise since they turned pro. And those two boxers being Frazier Clark, who was England's bronze medalist, Olympic bronze medalist, and Fabio Worthley, who is an all-action fighter, who has garnered the attention because of his style. He doesn't have the amateur pedigree that Frazier Clark has or had, yet he's putting on some impressive performances, has picked up the sport late in his career, late in his age. But is doing really good in doing so. Fabio Worthley came into this fight as an undefeated fighter with a 17-0 record, 16 knockouts to his credit. And his last few fights have been step-up fights for him where he's starting to get a little bit better opposition. Nathan Gorman, Michael Coffey, David Adelaide. Frazier Clark, England's Olympic bronze medalist, who is a big proponent and a big advocate for amateur boxing, had a bone to pick with Fabio Worthley, and during the lead-up of the fight, the back and forth between these two was the story that Fabio Worthley is your white-collar boxer with lesser-developed pedigree, boxing pedigree, whereas Frazier Clark has been a product of England's amateur boxing. Olympic pedigree boxer who managed to get a medal during the games, turned pro, and is undefeated to date. He came into the ring with an 8-0 record and six of those eight victories coming by way of knockout. His last few fights have been decent step-ups for him. Bogdan Dinu, Marius Wach, and David Allen, his very last opponent. By the time that the opening bell rang, these two took the fight to one another. Where this was not your traditional heavyweight, slow-footed, flat-footed fight, but rather these two fought with the chip on their shoulder, with some disdain for one another, and a little bit of hatred of wanting to shut the other guy's mouth by punching it shut. And that's how they fought. And what a fight it was. What a fight that it was. These guys took the fight to one another. Fabio Worthley was cut on the bridge of his nose, losing quite a bit of blood throughout the fight. Definitely from the middle rounds to the later rounds and the rest of the way. Bleeding from the mouth. Frazier Clark, swollen. Bleeding from the mouth as well. Was hit with everything that Worthley had and some. And they took the fight to one another, which had the crowd on their feet, several times throughout the night and definitely when the final bell rang. What a hell of a fight. Congratulations to UK boxing. Congratulations to heavyweight boxing, because these two fighters are proof that even though people keep saying that the heavyweight division is boring and this and that, like, I don't know what it is that they're watching, but this gives you the sense that there's a lot of promise for years to come and that the heavyweight division will be in good standing. It's in good hands. What a hell of a fight. We were supposed to see the higher pedigree of Frazier Clark pick Fabio Worley apart. Embarrass him at that. The wild style of Fabio Worley throwing looping punches, lunging forward, often being off balance, versus the strategic, methodical, slower approach, but more calculated approach of Frazier Clark was supposed to be more efficient and more effective. In the end, it wasn't. And when it was all said and done, this fight ended up being deemed a draw, with Michael Alexander, one judge, the first judge, giving it to Worley 114-113. Mark Bates saw it as a draw. Howard Foster, 115-112 for Frazier Clark. When I scored it, I had it 115-112 in the favor of Worley. And remember that there was only one knockdown in this fight, and the knockdown was in favor of Worley. He ended up dropping Clark in the fifth round. That's one. Two, something else we got to consider. Let's hope this isn't a trend and this isn't a knock on Frazier Clark. But now we're starting to see a little bit of a pattern, because it happened. This is not the first time it's happened. This is the second time that it's been admonished by a referee. It's happened before in his career where he's landed low blows, questionable low blows, but no points have been deducted in his career until his very last fight with David Allen. Frazier Clark in that David Allen fight was deducted 2 points in the sixth round for low blows. The very same round where the fight ended. But the fight didn't end because of that 2 point deduction or his admonishment, but rather because David Allen retired due to a perforated eardrum. I bring that up because we're looking at a 10-8 round for Fabio Worley in the fifth, where he drops. He basically hunted Frazier Clark down. Clark on his back foot, Worley coming forward, lunging forward and landing at that, and manages to hurt and drop Clark. The only knockdown of the fight. But then in the seventh round, Clark is deducted a point for repeated low blows. Back-to-back fights where this has happened for him. Back-to-back fights where he's been admonished points. That could have been a story with David Allen. Maybe he was en route to stop him anyways. The fact that he had a damaged eardrum, he ends up not being able to answer the call, and David Allen retires on the stool, on the corner, and Frazier Clark got away with the TKO victory against David Allen, even though he had just been admonished 2 points, deducted 2 points in that very same round, which ended up being the end round for that fight with Allen. Now, he loses a point in the seventh round, so that's 3 points right there, and the fight was very tight. The fight was very back and forth. The story for Frazier Clark, where he managed to be more calculated, was whenever he would catch Fabio Worley lunging forward, throwing up high and ducking his head, and Clark would manage to land uppercuts as Worley was ducking his head on the reset. Very successful for Frazier, as he managed to land uppercut after the entire night, just catching Worley and shaking him, staggering him at that. Very solid punching from Frazier Clark, and very good for him to be able to react in that sense at the split of a second at that close of a distance from one another. Very good instinctual approach from Fraser Clark. But he does get dropped, and he does get a point deducted for low blows. Many say that there were many more infractions committed, but that was the only one that was admonished. Overall, it was a clean fight. It was an entertaining fight. It was a back and forth slugfest between these two. What a hell of a fight. But I did have Fabio Worley inching away in the scorecards. And in my opinion, he should have gotten this victory. He should be 18-0. Instead, they each come away with a draw. They both remain undefeated and will forever share this draw to one another, with one another. The only way to solve this, being that it was that good of a fight between these two, is to run it back. And I can't wait for it to happen, and I hope they sign it soon. That they don't wait until the end of the year. This is a fight that should have happened a while back. This is a fight that should have taken place before, and it didn't. And that's where a little bit of the disdain came, where Fraser Clark was claiming that Fabio Worley was ducking him. Fabio Worley's defense was that the money wasn't there. Now it was. For both of these fighters, they should walk away after this past Sunday's matchup with one another, knowing, at least for Clark, he now knows that Worley was not ducking him and took the fight to him. And Worley, Fabio knows now that the money, not only was it there for this fight, but that purse is going to be even bigger when they do run it back. And they should run it back. It was that good of a heavyweight showdown, and very good for these two up-and-coming fighters who are starting to line themselves up with the big dogs of the division. Everybody else is in the latter stages of their career. Anthony Joshua wanted to retire at 35, I believe. He's now going to try to extend it to about 37. If he ends up getting another fight with Usyk, if he ends up getting his fight with Wilder, if he gets his fight with Tyson Fury, that's it. There's nothing else for Anthony Joshua to prove. These are just achievements by way of giving the fans what they've been clamoring for. He doesn't need to be fighting Hrgović and Zhang and anybody else. Fight the winner of Usyk and Fury. Give it another run at trying to get your titles back. And then fight that Wilder fight that everybody wanted years ago. But Wilder is not the same Wilder that he was a few years back either. Especially after he was picked apart by Joseph Parker this past December. Now he seems to be in talks for Zili Zhang, and that's going to be, I mean, oh boy. Tyson Fury, in his opinion, he only has one more fight, and he claims that after he beats Usyk, he will shed some titles and pursue the fight with Joshua at the Wembley. Usyk, if he loses, he'll stay on track. But he also doesn't have anything to prove. But he is on the younger side. And he could definitely fight Hrgović. And maybe Zhang. And maybe Wilder. And maybe everybody else. Just for the sake of getting those titles once again and then calling it a day. Wilder's on the latter stages of his career. Joe Joyce, after those two losses with Zhang, he got back on the winning, on the win column. This past month, but again, these fighters in Worley and Fraser Clark are right there knocking on the door of the next era of heavyweight boxing, and they did a lot for heavyweight boxing with this matchup that they put on, this show that they put on Easter Sunday. Congratulations to both. I hope they run it back. I hope they sign this thing quick. maybe a couple months and get this thing back on. Maybe June and get this thing back on. Because the purse is definitely there now. And they shouldn't be facing anybody else, any other tune-ups. They need to get right back in there and get this fight signed and deliver it. It was that entertaining. On the undercard, Florian Marcu got the first defeat of his career against Chris Congo. Both welterweight fighters trying to make their way up. Florian Marcu was starting to make a little bit of noise coming into this with the 13-0 record. And now he lost the decision to Chris Congo, who came into this fight with a 14-2 record and now improves on that win column. Vidal Riley was also active. Cruiserweight. Undefeated fighter. Defeated Michael Lawal. And continues his ascension into that division. And Ben Whitaker, the man with the drunken style, who I just don't know what to make of him. I can't stand it. It's impressive at times that he's able to get away with so much, but he's fighting a level of opposition that is not picking that body apart, a level of opposition that continues to do the same thing in order for him to get away with what he's getting away with. And we've seen this before. When you get a good, solid fighter in front of him that understands spacing, that understands timing, that is effective and calculated, we're going to see a Marc Antonio Barrera against Nassim Hamed all over again and derail the train of Ben Whitaker. For now, he continues to put on these shows. The oohs and ahs. And meanwhile, continues to build this hype for himself into believing that he's better than he really is. He does possess really good boxing pedigree. He has very good combinations. He has good power. He's proven that. If he was just to settle into his style and box. But he's obviously attracting a fan base with this drunken style that he's applying each fight out. Let's just hope that he's able to buckle down when he's actually tested. And then we'll know that he's the real deal. Nassim Hamed was not a fluke. Nassim Hamed was legit. Understood timing very, very well. And possessed a lot of speed, both in his feet and in his hands. That's why he was able to pull off what he did. For as long as he did. But when he ran into Marc Antonio Barrera, it was one of those where you had a fighter that just bit down on his mouth guard, dropped his chin, clinched down, and took the fight to his opponent and was willing to walk through damage and punches to affect his style. And gain momentum. And that's what he did to Nassim. He walked through him. He cornered him, walked through him, cut him off perfectly, and just didn't let him get off the hook. That was the genius of Marc Antonio Barrera. So we'll see how his Ben Whitaker's career continues to progress. Hopefully they start putting him in there with a little bit stiffer competition. And then we'll start seeing if Ben Whitaker is going to be for real or not. If he's going to be there as a light heavyweight, if he's going to be legit. But one last time, the guys that stole the night was the main event. Fabio Worley, Frazier Clark, hell of a showing by both young heavyweights. And please, if I have any inkling in this, any say, hopefully somebody gets this message out to those that are able to make the moves and make this rematch happen. Because yes, I too side with every single one of you guys listening to this episode. Let's run this back. No tune-ups, no stay busy fights. Let's run it back immediately. Sign it and deliver it to the fans. We deserve it. This is the whole reason that we put our butts in those seats and tune in to give you guys ratings for fights like this. And we will continue to show up when you guys continue to deliver a product that we appreciate. A product that gives us the reason for sticking with the sport and reassures why we love the sport so much. So I leave you guys with that. I hope you guys had a safe Passover weekend, a safe Easter weekend, full of love, full of family, full of unity. And, well, we already know that it was full of boxing because, holy crap, from Oscar Valdez, who kicked it off on Friday, to Zurdo Ramirez announcing his arrival in the cruiserweight division, to the Tim Sue and Fundora bloodbath of a slugfest match that they had, to Fabio Worley and Frazier Clark. Many more episodes coming you guys' way. Thank you guys again for continuing to tune in, for continuing to spread the word, for helping me continuing to grow this podcast. And as long as you continue to lend me an ear, I will continue sitting here in front of the microphone and bringing you these episodes. Thank you all. Have yourselves a great night, a safe night, and I'll catch you all on the very next episode. Take care.